You're the lady of the moment. Did you expect this was going to happen?
No, I did not.
Can you sort of explain to everybody what happened that puts you on footing that maybe we wouldn't have expected to have happen? There was a state Senate election. There was an incumbent. The incumbent was challenged in the primary by an anti-gay marriage conservative, Kathy Marchione, who beat him in the primary.
Right.
Now, McDonald is on a third line.
Correct.
Independence Party. And that splits the Republican vote. And then you have a shot at winning. Did you ever expect that you had a shot at winning?
Oh, absolutely. I'm the town supervisor in Claverick in Columbia County.
Okay, and you have to explain to everybody what the town supervisor is. It's like the head person, right?
It's the head, right. It's the head of the board. And in Columbia County, that person, the supervisor, also sits on the county legislative board of supervisors.
Right.
So I was the first Democrat to win in 35 years in my town. And those demographics were kind of similar to this entire district. So I believe that I had a chance no matter what that outcome of that primary was. So it's now that there are three of us on the line, that may even give me a better chance because it may split the Republican vote. But like I said, I believe that I was the best candidate for the job just from the very start.
Now, this may mean, if you think about it for a second, I'm just discussing this with my students on the Legislative Gazette, if this may mean that if you win, the state Senate could literally go Democratic, you might be that vote. With one or two more.
Yeah, I was going to say, there's a few races up in the air like that, but that's absolutely a possibility.
So you better believe that if you're going to be so important in this, that the leader of the state Senate and others, the Republican leader, Dean Skelos, will want him to bow out as fast as he can so that they have a shot not only at saving the seat, but saving their majority in the Senate.
Yeah, that's possible. I mean, the great thing about this race is I have no control over what they're doing. So I'm just going to keep working to talk about the issues that the people need to know about and so that they know what the choices are. And, you know, like I said, it didn't matter in the beginning to me who I was running against. So we'll just continue that and move forward.
Now, Robin Andrews, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself? Tell us who you are.
Well, as I mentioned, I'm the town supervisor now. I'm actually a budgeting and planning consultant, so I, for the last 20 years, have worked doing in the business arena, having my own business and helping support businesses to figure out what they need to do long and short term. And that's personally what I'm hoping to bring to the Senate, is that marriage of that hard-nosed analyst skills that I have along with the love of public service that I came to. I did not come from a political background. My family was not, you know, I don't come from that kind of institution. My parents were both social workers. But what I've learned is how much government can really do and help to support the people. So that combination, I think, of skills is really what makes me love this work because of the complexity and what I can offer.
The economy, education, farming, and ethics are your major topics, as I understand it.
That's true.
Which of them is at the top?
Well, for the people are mostly concerned about the job creation and the economics, the lowering of their taxes. And that dovetails completely into making sure that we educate our children and make sure we don't overburden the schools so they can do that without burdening the taxpayers. And for me, then we just owe it to the people to work with the ethics and making sure that things are as fair and equitable as possible. They kind of all come together. They're all really the same. Fundamentally, a lot of them are the same issues.
It has always been my impression that farmers were leaned Republican. Is that yours?
Yes, I think that there is a conservative lean on that. I think that they're an independent lot that want to, you know, just have a love of the land and want to do what they want to do to help feed us. I mean, they offer such a gracious offering to our communities. And I've talked to lots of farmers, and it is interesting. It is hard to say this is what they want because everybody has their own take on that. So I look forward to really creating forums with the farmers so we can all get everybody in the room together and talk about what is going to support them most. I do think that regional food hubs will help do a lot of those things, reduce the taxes, create jobs, and help support those farmers.
Yes, admirable. But how do you get them to vote for you?
Well, I really do care about their issues and understand what they're having to deal with. The area in Columbia County, obviously, is very rural. So I'm surrounded by farmers. I can talk to them regularly. And I think that often what people need and want is to be heard and to feel like their interests are being taken care of, and I promise to do that.
Just describe very quickly for me where the district goes from and what it includes.
It's a good question because it has changed so drastically.
Yeah.
It's all of Columbia County.
So the city of Hudson included.
City of Hudson, right.
Yes.
It is actually the only county that is complete is Columbia County.
Wow.
Then Rensselaer includes all of Rensselaer except for the city of Rensselaer and the city of Troy, except that it includes Lansingburg.
Wow.
Okay?
Wow.
And then in Saratoga, it includes about half, the eastern half of Saratoga, but it does not include Clifton Park. That was one of the towns that was lost, but it did add Greenfield, Moreau, Wilton, and then it also includes, so it goes all the way up to Warrensburg, and then it does include two towns in Washington, which are Cambridge and Easton.
Now, the Shartocks are huge fans of Hudson and its revitalization. What can we learn from Hudson that might help you in your campaign?
Well, I think that what we learn is when people have a vision and put in the energy and hard work that's required to create that vision, it can happen. I mean, that's really what I've also learned as supervisor, is that when you find common ground and you can that everybody can agree on, and then you can make steps forward. And sometimes it's slow, but the slow but sure way of getting somewhere.
We've been talking to New York State Senate candidate Robin Andrews, Democrat seeking the 43rd district seat, and her chances to win this election have just, because of what the Republicans have done in terms of their primary process, have just increased. Robin, thank you so much. I just want to point out that we have always asked Mr. McDonald to be on our programming, and he has never accepted. That's his problem. But I want everybody to know that we will reach out to Kathy Marchione and see what she has to say also. Thank you so much for being with us, Robin.
Thank you for the opportunity, Alan.